Gang, this is John Syatt. Let me just say this to you. Massive uncertainty and anxiety come from excessive focus and really a fixation on what we don't control and ignoring or neglecting the very things that we do control. Let me just say that one more time so that sinks in. There's massive uncertainty and anxiety that comes from excessive focus and really a fixation on what we don't control. And then we ignore or we neglect the very things that we do control. See, that ends up causing a great deal of uncertainty and anxiety. And unfortunately, it seems that most people are in the habit of doing that very thing, focusing on the things they do not control and ignoring the things that they do. I mean, just think about it. Over the last 36 months, all of the things that we've seen go on in the world with COVID and then the response to COVID from the government and shutting down businesses and schools, forced vaccinations, and then all the money that was printed to make up for the economy being shut down and the inflation that that caused, then therefore interest rates having to be increased, inventories plummeting in real estate, customers' attitudes, you know, being really afraid or skeptical or just uncertain, and then all the changes that we see in the industry that, you know, that are going to happen regardless of what's going on, just the progression, the changes, you know, the economy, who's in the White House, who's out of the White House, and everything that goes on a daily basis that the news spreads around, and most of it, of course, is very negative. All of those things create a great deal of uncertainty. But here's the thing, gang. None of those things that I just mentioned, you and I get to control. See, there are those in life who succeed at a very high level. And then the majority of people just struggle to get by. Why is that? What is the difference? See, not everyone deals with uncertainty the same way. Some do better than others. And the question is why? Well, the answer is that those who do exceptionally well have a tendency to and have habitually, through practice, learned how to focus on the things that actually matter, that they can control in order to get great results, regardless of what's going on in the world. See, gang, there are two types of people. There are the victims and the victors. And the victims focus on the problems. They focus on all the things they don't have control over and excuse themselves from taking responsibility of the things that they have control over. And then there are the victors. The victors are the people who focus not on problems, but rather on solutions, on the things that they do have control over, and then they focus on those things. So at the end of the day, in order to create, I guess, more certainty in uncertain times, or to create a greater sense of certainty, or I guess another way of saying it is confidence, having a greater deal of confidence, or even said alternatively, not being controlled by fear, is to make certain then that we focus on the right things. So I just want to share a quick story with you. Several years ago, I had an opportunity to speak at Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego on Coronado Island. And I was speaking to about 150 brokers and owners, some of the best brokers and owners in the world. And I spoke for an hour. Well, at the end of that conversation, I was surprised by the fact that the entire audience stood up and gave me a standing ovation. And it was really a cool experience for me. And so when it was all said and done and the long line that had queued up to talk to me and thank me and congratulate me and ask questions had dissipated, I had the presence of mind to take a 3x5 card and write down what had happened and more specifically how I felt as a result of that experience. What I learned is this, that in that great moment of success, that if I wrote it down and I revisited it often when it was time for me to speak again or do anything that required self-confidence, if I read that note card and got connected with those emotions that I felt, see, I was anchored to that moment and more specifically to those positive emotions. So gang, if you want to be more confident, even when times are uncertain like they are today, the number one thing that you can do is to shift your focus. So I'm going to recommend this. Think about a time in your life, whether recently or years past, it doesn't matter. But take the time in solitude to really recount what happened, the detail as much as you can. Describe it, write it down, And then allow yourself to feel those feelings that you experienced in that positive moment. And anchor to that. Anchor to that. Come up with a mantra or something that you do physically that allows you to connect with and really kind of like activate those emotions. See, one of the things that I did when I wrote down that detailed story and related to those emotions is I came up with this very simple but powerful phrase. I am an excellent speaker. I'm an excellent speaker. So now anytime that I go to give a presentation or to speak, I say that phrase aloud to myself. And when I do, it makes me smile from ear to ear because it allows me to connect to those positive emotions. So if, for example, prospecting, you've had an opportunity to prospect and have some great success at it, not every day, but there's been a moment, you know, maybe you prospected yesterday and you set an appointment. Write down that story and how it made you feel. And then write down a mantra consistent with that, that I am an excellent prospector. And then read that statement over and over again and connect to those positive emotions you felt by setting that appointment. So the next time that you go to prospect, you recount that story and you invoke those emotions, those positive emotions, and you take that version of yourself, the confident version of yourself, to the situation at hand, the task at hand, which of course, in that case, is prospecting. But you can use this in any area of your life. Because it doesn't matter what the situation is, as long as you bring a more confident person to that situation, you're always going to have a much better experience. Remember, massive uncertainty and anxiety comes from excessive focus on the things we don't control and ignoring the very things that we do control. So focus on the right things. Anchor to your positive experiences, your positive emotions, and watch how your life will transform. Give these things some thought, and as usual, I will see you at the top.